This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that you have shown us the way through Jesus Christ. Open our minds and our hearts that as we celebrate today, our joy will effuse out in such a way that it gives joy to all the world as we continue to seek to walk in His way. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. Our pilgrimage experience, that is the culmination of our Journey to Adulthood youth program, gives me the opportunity to get to know our youth at an incredible level. That is a blessing unto me. And this past summer, I was able to lead that group, and Garrett Gellerman was there. And I would like to introduce Garrett, who will deliver today our senior sermon. Garrett?
Is it on? All right. Wow, here I am, Lord, finally a graduating senior. I started to write this senior sermon so many times, but for some reason, it was very emotional for me. This year at Palm Beach Central High School was rough for so many reasons. However, the summer before with my fellow pilgrims prepared me, and I got through it all. You see, that's how it is here at St. Joseph's. We are one big family. We see each other through the good times and the bad times. I remember when I first came here when I was about 9 years old. Everyone seemed so happy to see my family whenever we came. We transferred from a church in West Palm Beach where I never really felt welcome. Here, I feel not only welcome, but loved. That's right, loved, unconditionally, like Jesus would love you. My experience in our youth group has truly modeled me into the person I am now. The ropes courses, the lock-ins, the summers at Canoga, the vacation Bible camps, and all the pilgrimage preparations for our trip to Scotland and England. I feel St. Joseph's has prepared me more for life than any high school class could. I especially want to thank Father Marty and Charles for the awesome guidance and inspiration. During our pilgrimage, they were both unbelievable. It was crazy how Father Marty could drink like 2 espressos and still be able to sleep at night. But what can I say? He's the man. I also want to thank him for the most unusual but fun moment of my life. This moment was when Father Marty, Charles, and I were dressed in full cowboy costumes, preparing for our murder mystery party. I was wearing full cowboy gear with fake chest hair and fake beard. We were supposed to meet in the girls' apartment for the start of the evening, but Father Marty knocked on our apartment by mistake. Just as we opened the door and Father Marty said, "Sorry, wrong room," a local Scottish guy opened his door and saw us in full drag. And without skipping a beat, all 3 of us in full costume walked right by him towards the girls' apartment. He just took off. I bet that guy still talks about these weird Americans to this very day. That seriously will be a dinner time story of mine for the rest of my life. Thanks, Father Marty. Also, my parents, Mark and Annette Gellerman. I'm sure my mom will never forget my senior year. I was constantly saying, "Don't worry, Mom, chill out, I've got it covered." And also my brother, Grant, I also have to thank. He saved me in more ways than I can say. And my adorable sister, Margot, has also been there for me. I plan to live at home or at least be in the area until she's 18. Finally, my grandmother, Jeanette Cook. I have to thank for praying for me on a daily basis, some days more than others. She's a lifelong Episcopalian and a founding member of St. Joseph's, so I know she's got me covered. However, she has told me on more than one occasion that I'm pushing my luck. So yeah, that's me, Garrett Gellerman. I know you'll be seeing me here at St. Joseph's. While I plan on taking classes at Palm Beach State College next year, my future plans are still wide open. But whatever I do, I'll do it with passion and hard work. That reminds me, if anyone would like to hire me, I'm available. First come, first served, of course. Thank you.